successful splashdown for Crew 9.
Woo! Yeah!
It was pretty remarkable. It happened exactly when they said.
Yep.
5:57 on the dot in the water.
Precision.
Did you watch any of it?
I saw clips, yeah.
Did you see all of the dolphins swimming around? That was pretty cool.
That's pretty sick. You can't time that.
It's like a half a dozen of them, and they were just so curious and interested.
Yep. It's awesome.
Here's some audio.
The descent back to Earth took approximately 17 hours before touching down off of Florida's Cape Canaveral at 6 p.m. And you'll see that here as they splashed down,
pal.
They had a very warm welcome. Right off in the distance, you actually see a pod of dolphins that splashed around the Dragon spacecraft upon their arrival. Take a listen to this.
Here on your screen, we can see dolphins, actually, who want to come and play with Dragon. Now, one of the fast boats there in place, working to assist the recovery team member. It's incredible.
I mean, I'm guessing they love just being back on Earth, right? Even if it's inside the water. But what a welcoming
sight. Wow, this guy's really insightful.
To be invited back with the...
Holy crap. What
super excited, too.
What a dumb. Where's this news report from? Is this from a real thing or some dumb
Fox
podcast?
Weather.
Fox News, yeah, Fox Weather. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. I thought it was the sports guy filling in for the news anchor.
It did sound like that a little bit,
The pod of dolphins. By the way, you may be saying, hey, 9 months, that's a long time, especially when you weren't supposed to be for that long. In total, it was 286 days. And you may say, is that the record?
Frank
Rubio holds the record at 371 days in space due to a coolant leak on Russia's Soyuz spacecraft.
Soyuz.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, dope.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Well, I went from being happy for the crew to being really mad at this guy.
Well, we're happy
for
them.
He's such a dope.
Yeah, he's a jerk.
Why is he talking like this?
I don't know. Look at that once again. Oh, my God, look at those dolphins.
Man,
it sounds like one of those AI voices you see on social media.
Ooh, yeah.
You know, the I stands for idiot.
Look, idiot. My cat yells at me when he gets hungry.
Ah!
1 minute passed. Oh, no.
My epitome purrs.
9 months, that seems like a long time to be in space.
Oh, you could have a baby in that time.
Little baby better not bite the plants.
How do you handle that 9 months in space?
Sleep a lot.
No, but you can't do things up there, right? Like, you can't take care of yourself.
You got to make sure the ship is
I don't
healthy.
Know.
Right.
I imagine you can.
It's a lot of maintenance, I think.
I'm talking about a lot of time without physical contact.
Exactly, right. Yeah. Yeah. And you have
needs. Can't do anything up there because it'll kind of just start floating around.
Yeah, you have needs.
It's like,
you
make sure what's that floating across here?
Right.
That better not be you.
Right. We have a Sputnik flying around here.
I just went to open a peanut butter. This better not be I think it is.
Excuse you, my pod said privacy.
Right.
I'm about to release a pod. They said the space station's like the size of a 4 to 5 bedroom house.
Oh, that's not terrible.
Not bad.
Yeah.
So when you can't leave,
and you're all floating around,
you just can't leave.
That's it.
No.
You're stuck there with those people.
Yeah, you can't go out of smoke.
Yeah, you can't go out on the porch or nothing. No, you're done.
You're right. There's no birds to watch out the window.
You can't vape.
You can't have a drink,
smoke.
Right? You can't have a drink up there.
You can have a drink,
No way.
I mean,
do they let them have booze?
I don't think so.
Well,
yeah. They got that powdered Tang stuff, so they can't mix that. It's a lousy screwdriver.
I think they're beyond powdered Tang.
I can tell you firsthand, makes a lousy screwdriver when you're a teenager.
Yeah.
Does not work.
They must be able to get social media.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
There's no Wi-Fi.
No.
Is there TV up there? They watch TV at all?
I think so. There's got to be forms of entertainment.
Broadcasts. Like they can at least live stream with the news, so they've got to be able to have some kind of an outlet.
Yeah.
So there's at least communication happening with Earth.
Yeah, that's... you got to be a real good human. You can't have a bunch of hotheads up there.
No, not at all, no.
All of a sudden, it's just...
Right.
Hello, Space Station.
Get
breathe.
You finally send someone up there and you open the door and it just looks like Armageddon.
Right. like Alien.
When they were opening the hatch to get them out.
Yeah.
Were you watching all this? It's very dramatic.
I didn't see the hatch part. No, I just saw the splash down with the dolphins. Yeah.
But, you know, it took them a while. You know, within 30 minutes, they had the thing on the boat.
Nice.
And, you know, situated. Right. And now they have to do a bunch of stuff. You know, first they hose it down with fresh water to get the salt water off.
Okay.
Because they plan on using this again.
Yeah,
the whole SpaceX program is based on reusable stuff because, you know, if not, you're spending tons of money like NASA was.
Yeah. It's like a razor. Three times you use it and throw it
away. Would you want to go through the burning atmosphere in that the second time or third time?
No.
Like, how many times has this been going through this?
Exactly right. Right.
Can I get a new one?
It was thicker last time. Why was it thicker last time?
Right.
It's thinner this time.
Yeah.
And it smells like burnt rubber in here.
But I thought it would have been funny, like, if they, you know, if one of them, like, put on a mask, like a zombie mask or something.
Oh, nice.
Like, it came out of the capsule, like,
what are you guys?
And then they just cut the camera, like,
you're like, help me. That's what's going,
Right.
I think one of the Russians did that. One of the Russians who came up to visit them, they was wearing an alien mask. Like a Halloween mask.
Oh, hysterical.
Right. Popped on like, hello, visitor. You know what I mean? Like, damn.
They call me the cut up. I'm funny. He's funny Russian.
Chaz and AJ.
Chuck on the road.
Hey, Chuck. What do you got?
I got a story. You guys are talking about the space station. The astronauts getting stuck up there.
Yes. Okay.
And, did you guys read the story this morning about the expedition, the South African expedition that's in Antarctica right now?
No.
No, I can't say I have.
Well, apparently the one of the members got aggravated and attacked the team leader, and he sexually assaulted another one of the team members.
Oh, boy.
That's not good at all.
Yeah. Yeah,
no, that, and that's exactly what I'm saying. You got to have the right people go up there.
Yes, you got to vet them fully.
Yeah, so I figured I'd just share that. I read it this morning, so I figured I'd share it to the tribe.
Yeah, someone will be reassigned from, you know, evaluating
that
personalities.
That person's toast,
Like, yeah, you missed that one, huh?
Yeah, man, nice job.
Yeah, apparently they said that you stress tested and all this prior to sending them on these missions. But
stress test is one thing, but
yeah,
there's a lot of other things you got to be able to.
Yeah.
All right.
Isolation in the ice. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you. Appreciate it. All right. March Madness has officially begun.
Woo.
Yeah.
It was some crazy finish, right?
Yeah.
Last night. Do we have that, or what do we have?
According to the audio, it's the last moments of a game.
With final seconds, come from behind win yesterday with Alabama State shocking St. Francis 70-68. Is that the audio that we have?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
3.4 seconds left, and here we go. This is where dreams are made.
It all for it all.
Simpson home run play, the deflection.
Oh!
So they threw the ball the length of the court.
Yeah.
Like a football pass.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
And it went in.
And made it.
Yep. That happens on occasion.
That's
spectacular.
The key part. It made it.
It's spectacular, right? Didn't hit somebody in the stands. Tracy Morgan didn't barf on the ball on the way.
Oh, I know.
There was a guy carrying popcorn. Just,
Wow.
This is just the music?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yes. Or a video game, one of the two.
All right, let's play the music and Vince can do like a sports recap.
Oh, cool.
Okay, here we go.
I love it.
All right, Alabama State pulling off an incredible last-second basket to advance to the round of 64 in the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament.
I was doing the Fox guy.
That's good. I see what you're doing.
You sound like a professor from The Simpsons.
You do. Makes a laugh.
Oh, God. Yeah, that guy was a little more bassy. He was a little more like me. He was like Man Cow almost. He was like,
oh, God.
70-68. 3.4 seconds left. They throw it the length of the court and make it.
That's nice.
That is freaking unbelievable.
That's cool.
That's what March Madness is about.
That's madness entirely.
I don't like where it's like, yeah, it's a 12 points up and there's, you know, a minute to go.
No. I want to see somebody jump off like a trampoline and like go right through the entire thing. You know, the person and the ball.
That's the halftime show.
Wow! That was unbelievable! The person dangling there. Did we get it? Damn.
You can see circling the court right now is a pod of dolphins.
Oh, God, why?
Alabama State stuck in space for 9 months.
You might be asking, is that a record?
Hey, you can have a baby in 9 months, too.
That'd be funny. We should just play that music all morning and just combine stories.
Yes.
And people who don't know what we're doing will walk into work and say, man, did you hear that Dolphins circled the court during that Alabama game last night?
Did you hear Tracy Morgan bark in space?
And it was floating in space.
Oh my God. What was Tracy Morgan doing in space? I don't know. Something with a guy with popcorn? I have no idea.
Yeah, Tracy Morgan vomited and they had to stop the game for like 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
Man.
How embarrassing is that?
That was yesterday's story. Today's story is that it was food poisoning.
Yeah, you feel much better now.
It was weird because he threw up. Then when they went to tend to him, he had a nosebleed. So they're like, what? Did he have like a brain aneurysm? Like what happened? And then he went out on a wheelchair. So it was like they stopped the game for 10 minutes.
Scary.
And then everybody's watching, and it didn't look good. Like, he never gave the thumbs up. It was never like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like,
he probably puked so hard he ruptured a vessel.
That's possible.
It's still just, with no answers, looked awful.
Yeah.
Tracy Morgan.
I wouldn't want to sit over there.
No.
No.
You could see there's a shot. I saw it going around on social media. There's a shot of him just like hunched over with the pile of puke.
Yeah.
And the girls next to him are like, eh!
Yeah. And there were dolphins swimming around it.
They didn't want to get out of their courtside seats.
Can you play that sports music again?
Of course.
Vince, you want to recap the Tracy Morgan story?
All right. So, supposedly due to food poisoning, we're going to replay him. Tracy Morgan absolutely losing his lunch on the court. Those 2-for-1 hot dogs really not sitting right in Tracy Morgan's stomach.
Ooh, looks like he didn't chew that one.
One of the dolphins has caught one of the $2 hot dogs.
Apparently, he eats like Kobayashi, snaps in heaven swallows.
Can't tell what's on top there. Might be cotton candy.
I see some sauerkraut on there. Sauerkraut on the court. Dolphins playing. Oh, God, why?
And now Spike Lee's coming over to dip his nachos in it.
He's like, do the right thing. Do the right thing, Spike.
Do the right thing.
All right, Jude C. is on the show now with Pie Girl Productions. He likes having pies thrown in his face by women.
Okay.
Hey, Jude.
Hello.
Hey,
how are you?
What's happening?
I'm good. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Well, listen, I'm a dessert guy.
Right.
So there's some part of this that appeals to me.
Oh, yeah.
Like, talk me through this. How did you figure out that this is something you like to have happen?
Well, it was bestowed on me at 6 years old. You ever see the movie The Great Race?
I never actually saw it. No.
All right. Well, you know, watching that movie, 6 years old, we had a new color television, and it was 1969, and I was watching actually with my parents. But the movie's a very long movie. It stars Tony Curtis, Natalie Wood,
right,
and there's a scene towards the end. It's actually one of the greatest pie fights in cinematic history.
Cool.
Think they use about 4,000 pies in this bakery. They stumble into this bakery.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow is right. And when you're watching it in color, because up until that point, really, when we'd gotten, I guess, the new TV because of the moon landing in July. So it must have been somewhere.
It's like the Wizard of Oz when she steps out.
Right.
And everything's color.
It's all spectacular.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I'm laying on the floor watching this in vivid color, and it was spectacular. And I kind of turned around to look at my parents, and they were sleeping.
Oh.
And so I kind of had this moment, obviously too young to experience the sensuality of it all, but to just take it in. And Natalie Wood spins around and she hits Tony Curtis right in the face with a cream pie.
And this is sexy and, Natalie Wood too.
Oh,
it's the hottest Natalie.
Yeah,
Wood.
Yeah. So I wouldn't mind getting pied by her either. Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, pie me anytime. Yeah.
And you know, it's one of those moments where nobody had to tell me anything, but something innately. Something inside me. You felt
something registered.
And you're six.
Yeah.
You're like, you know, girls aren't that yucky.
Right.
And I didn't know where it was going to go and how I was going to harness this feeling. But it was all I knew that, again, and I checked to see if my parents were sleeping, and they were. And I just knew that I had this moment all to myself. And, you know, there's a saying from one of the guys I read, Schiller, he says, nothing is our own except what is implanted in the understanding.
Okay.
And this, I felt, was my own, and it's always been my own. And to be actually here today talking to you guys about it is why I appreciate.
Yeah, this is your first interview, right?
Yeah, man.
I've never spoken about it to anybody. This
thank you for trusting us.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
And I do. And Ruth was absolutely wonderful to speak with a few days ago. And she's a big reason that I took the step forward to speak with you about it. Because as I look back now over the years, and a fetish, which I'm sure obviously you guys should have told me you have or know about them.
Yes.
And they can both be.
What did she say?
Everybody's got one. Everybody's got one.
Those dude, you'll be fine. These guys are freaks.
Some will admit it, some will not, but go ahead.
But
this
that's
is
the thing,
nothing.
They can be liberating, but they also can, in your private world, be. They can lock you up and imprison you. And,
yeah.
And for many years, I felt imprisoned by it. I felt very lonely. I felt very different, self-deprecating. But yet it was something I couldn't. I couldn't deny it.
Yeah. So that was six. You're 6 years old. You see this movie. You're like, I feel something here.
Yeah, yeah.
When was the next moment that something happened where you're like, okay,
well,
this is.
It's a thing.
My mother got sick when I was 10 years old, and then she died of cancer when I was 13.
Sorry, man.
Sorry, man.
Traumatic. Yeah.
Yeah. It was traumatic. I was very close, very, very close to her. And I had no way of coping in the world. I really, basically at 14, 15, 16, in my teens, I just really wanted to be with her. And my imagination took me to this fictional pie girl, this girl that would basically answer all my dreams, because I had no way of talking to them.
What were your dreams? Being pied in the face by someone who looked like Natalie Wood?
I guess. I don't know.
That helps.
Yeah.
You know, you don't. I guess you don't question your dreams, and I couldn't.
No.
So I would in my teens, when I could have a moment, I experimented with this, and it was very satisfying. And
what do you mean? Would you throw the pie in your own face?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and,
nice,
and,
but not the same.
Right. Right, right.
Nice, but not the same.
Right, right, right. And, but a step in forward direction, yeah.
But it was mine. It was
it's
my
kind
own
of like what a 13-year-old boy does.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
When they discover.
Yeah. Right.
And it's like, this is nice.
Only had a pie.
Right. But it's better with a third
This
partner.
Is nice. But,
right.
You know, I'd like to have a partner.
I would imagine. It was better with a third party. And so basically, this is how I coped and lived. For in my teens and in my 20s, it was something that brought me tremendous satisfaction, but tremendous guilt, tremendous pain.
That sucks. Yeah, you shouldn't feel guilty, man.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
When was the moment you asked someone to pie you? Mm.
It was a girl I was going out with, and I'd recently been divorced. I was in my late 30s.
Oh, wow. So even through your marriage, you never asked your wife?
No pie, yeah.
No.
Wow.
I never. She didn't have the it factor. My brief little marriage, no. She
didn't have the it factor.
Oh, like, certain thing you want, yeah.
No. You know what it is. You got to create. You create this certain
thing.
Person, and honestly, I thought that she would exist. I just thought this is nice. This is the figment of my imagination, and I could live with it. And it provides me some sort of respite from the world that I have trouble coping with.
Yeah, diversion.
But
yeah.
The version of finding it in reality was I left it up pretty much to the impossible. But this one girl who I was dating, it actually kind of stumbled on by accident, and she didn't even know that again that I had this fetish. This is how it happened. She came over with a birthday cake for her sister, and she needed to put frosting on it. And she didn't have time to do it at home, and she came over, and she was putting the frosting on the cake. And I'm watching her, and I'm like, holy cow, she's got it, man.
Right, this is hot, yeah.
I remember these feelings I'm feeling.
Right, yes.
She's got the Natalie Wood movements, like, that I never thought I could see in real life. Like, she's got it.
Right.
And she looked at me, and she kind of said, you want some of this?
Oh, yeah. Like you would not believe.
Oh, my God. It's like a movie setup.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Your DNA is now popping like popcorn.
Right. Frost me, baby.
You guys got it. And she takes a little spatula and just kind of, hits me a little bit with it. And I'm like, I have an idea.
Nice. Nice. Oh, I have a plan. Let's do this. Yeah.
Jumped into action.
I have an idea.
Okay.
So it's like the year, this is 2000, this is a while ago, but the internet was new, and I was looking on the internet at the time, because I guess a lot of people that had these fetishes that they had kept private wanted to, and one thing that was good about the internet is I finally saw that I wasn't the only one.
Yeah.
And it really brought a tremendous amount of relief to me. I thought for years, seriously, that there was something wrong with me.
Yeah, of course.
What the hell? What am I doing?
Right.
But you saw that there were other people. But one thing I noticed is it was always the girl. It seems like, I guess, more men like to see the girls getting pied. It was just.
Oh, so the other way around. Right.
Mm. Oh, it still is. And I thought, well, I've been harboring this for, I guess it was close to 25 years.
Yeah.
And I said, maybe this is what I'm meant to do. Maybe this is my, I've got her. I've got the girl here. So I brought it up to her as a fact that, like, we need to create a video where I get it really good.
Nice.
And basically,
what does that mean? Define really good.
Let's make 20 pies and you give
nice.
Them to me.
Mm. Nice.
20 pies in a row.
20 pies. Now, do you have
in a scene, but it's got to be a scene. It's not just like slapstick. It's like a scene, like, we create a guy gets in trouble.
A backstory,
guy gets tricked. You got to have a backstory.
Yeah.
It's not. And so we did. And
what's the backstory?
We did something like she found out that I was out with another woman.
Okay.
And so she says,
she's a baker.
Well, And she's a baker, and she tricks me into coming downstairs.
Right.
And so we make this.
I'm looking at one now where she's dressed as a police officer.
Well, that's the third one.
Nice.
That's the third one.
Okay. And then she meringued the hell out of him.
I'm glad they're chilled pies and not out of the oven pies.
Yeah, do you have a pie?
No.
Do you have a pie of preference?
Pie? Cream.
Cream pie. Just,
cream pie?
Less
impact. I would imagine like a rhubarb pie would kind of like that. That hurt.
No, I get some comments from some people on there. They say that, this looks brutal, this looks painful. But there was no This is my art. It's an art.
Yeah.
It's to get the imagination going. There's no maliciousness. It's an act.
It's fun.
It's a beautiful and it's a beautiful.
No one gets hurt. Right. Mm. No pies are harmed, really.
It's no harm. We had a safe word intact.
Nice.
It was always meant. I just thought, wow, there's nothing on the internet here that has a guy. And I thought this was my moment. I made these videos. I was going to sell them by the millions. I was going to be the guy that did it. And I think between the three of them, I sold about 10.
Oh, wow.
But that's all right.
All right, we sold some. Right. Yeah.
Well, yeah. but as I look back on it now, I realize that this helped get me through the lonely, dark days, and I had many.
That's good. It's therapy.
And if someone asked me, you know, why do you do this? Why do you post these things? Well, through the years, I've gotten many comments to younger people saying that these have helped them. They felt they also feel like they're the only ones suffering from this. They feel like they're misfits in a way, and that I have the guts to put it on there.
Exactly.
And to reinforce to them that you're not misfits, that this fetish may just be your life-saving grace, that there's no harm in being unique. And there's no harm in seeing beauty maybe where others don't see it. And maybe by showing them this beauty, that maybe they can recognize it. There's something deeper that goes into these clips that I put up on there. Right.
Hey, Jude, hold on 1 second, all right? Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. We got Jude C on. He's founder of Pie Girl Productions. And it started long ago when he was 6, watching a movie with Natalie Wood, hitting Tony Curtis with pies, and that kind of festered in him for a while. And then he met this girl, and she was putting whipped cream on a cake or frosting.
Yeah, frosting a cake.
And he was like,
I see something here.
Yeah.
Nice.
He was like, you want some?
Right.
Slap on the face and away we go.
And history is made.
And now he's got a fetish of getting hit in the face with pies thrown by attractive women.
You like what you like.
And these videos that you're posting, now you're posting videos on, you have an Instagram account?
Yes. Yes.
And how's that going? Are you making money off of that yet?
I hope so.
No, I don't. They don't monetize, I think, with the content that I have, which is fine.
Oh, okay. You'd have to go to an OnlyFans or whatever. You ever think about that?
Yeah, like OnlyFans would work. Yeah.
No, I've heard of it. I haven't looked into that yet.
The only food.
Are you making new movies, or you're just posting the old movies?
Well, there is a girl that I'm finally I've spoken with that might be, but you know, I'm getting a little older, but
okay.
I'm still young enough to. Yeah, I get, you know, age.
You're never too old to take a pie in the face.
Exactly.
Even if you're in a wheelchair.
It transcends the ages.
Jimmy Carter could have taken a pie in the face.
He's an idiot, too.
That would have been the first solid food he's had in a minute.
Seriously.
I think it's great.
I just post them for creativity. I love putting them to music. I love it seems that the kids love the creativity of it all and the art.
Kids, you mean over 18?
Yes.
Yes. 18.
Just want to be clear about that.
Right.
Whew. Yes, let's be clear about that.
Absolutely.
Over 18, over 21. Absolutely.
How many pies do you think you've been hit with over the course of your career?
Roughly.
Well, that she did with the three videos or my
just
life?
In your life.
Yeah.
Do I have to answer that?
Well, maybe, you know,
it's just a rough guesstimate.
Just curious, yeah.
Over or under a baker's dozen.
Right. Oh, definitely over a baker's
dozen. Over a baker's dozen.
Well, you got hit by 20 in one
girl. Yeah.
I had several sessions on my own and then with her. It's definitely into the hundreds.
Yeah.
Man.
He responds like Ready Whip.
Do you eat any of the frosting that's on your face?
Is that
part of the experience?
No, never.
Wow.
Oh, man.
It would suck your lactose.
Yeah, you'd be sugared out.
No.
Diabetic?
Yeah.
No.
I'm a dessert guy. That would be part of it for me.
I'd be heaven, man.
No. No, as a matter of fact, in actuality, I don't really like the whipped cream.
Oh. Wow. Oh, my God.
He's more of a chocolate frosting kind of guy.
If they have an ice cream or apple pie and they said, you want some whipped cream with that? I say no.
Right. I'll take a slab of cheese on mine. Thank you. Yeah.
Unless you're going to throw it in my face.
Right.
But now you put it on a plate. If I could ask you a question, like the prettiest thing, the most beautiful thing to me is a woman standing in front holding a pie in her hand. It's always been beautiful. Maybe it stems from the 6-year-old, but what is your, like, you must have a thing to you that must be a thing of beauty, your own personal thing, right? Do you have?
Listen, when I went to Instagram to look up you.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I think Instagram, like, knows the perv side of me or whatever.
Okay.
You have ruined your algorithm now, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
so all I, so I went to search, and then up comes a girl in black nylons, which is like, yes, Instagram, you are correct.
Okay.
A cowgirl in short blue jeans.
Okay.
Yeehaw.
Right. The horse.
The horse, right.
Instagram, you got that one right.
Right.
And then there's a shark that looks like it's in Jaws, but it's a real life shark, and I'm like, I don't know where that comes from.
Right. There's nothing fishy about that.
Yeah. And Gene Hackman.
Okay. The buzzkill right there.
I don't think that has anything to do with any fantasy. It's just like the news cycle and the things I've been searching.
Well, he's a stiff.
Right.
Yeah.
AJ, you?
Pretty girl barefoot. That does for me.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's always weird when I click on Instagram and I go to like the explore page or the recommended and I see that me and AJ either follow the same girl or it's like followed by AJ. I'm like, oh, that's ironic.
You click as you're going through. Yep.
Yeah. He's got a definite foot fetish.
I do. Yeah. We've already admitted that.
Yeah. That's true.
And there's nothing to be embarrassed about.
Right. Now, maybe I have a walk.
By the way, the shoe business, the women's shoe business is a multi-billion-dollar business for a reason.
Exactly.
And it's not by accident.
Right.
Okay? Yeah.
Very common.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing, too.
There you go.
So you each have our beautiful things.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a girl throw a pie at you with her foot?
That'd be tough to kick it. Yeah,
right. Like I have to drop kick it.
Right.
No, but she's used her foot, so that's good. And that's
what do you mean?
That's in some of the clips that's on my account.
What do you mean?
What was your account again?
Yeah. We're going to ask tribe members to call in what their fetish is.
Yeah, come on.
If they have one.
Yeah.
Or something they've seen.
Exactly.
We had Jacket Man call in.
Yeah.
Mm. Now, what was his fetish?
I know he dug women.
He liked women in jackets.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, specific types of jackets.
In real life, in movies. Yeah. He's it just, if you're in a big puffy winter jacket, I think specifically.
Oh,
he likes those.
The down jacket.
Yeah.
So he's going to suffer now because everyone's going to start putting their jackets away.
That's right.
He's got to live through the whole season of
Your jacket puffs up and so does he.
Chaz and AJ in the morning. We have Jude C on. Pie Girl Productions, and his fetish is just being hit in the face with a pie thrown by a girl. And it doesn't look like they're throwing it. A lot of these videos I'm looking at on Instagram, they're mushed in your face.
Right, just kind of pushed in the face. Like, like Three Stooges style.
She was, like I said, she had it. I knew it instantly. And it's funny when we put the camera on, she just knew instinctively what to do.
Nice.
You got one video here where she's dressed. I don't know if she's supposed to be a nurse, but she's like dressed in white. She's got a white skirt on with like white knee-high socks.
Yes.
And she puts her foot on your inner thigh before she throws the pie in. I'm like,
wow,
that's pretty good.
Exactly right.
That looks good.
He's ready now.
You know, that's a thing of beauty, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just beautiful.
Oh, and there's one where she's putting the socks on.
Oh, yes. There's more. So there's more to it.
That's the making of.
You know, the socks come from in my teen years in the 70s. You know, girls wore high knee high socks then. You know, that was common. Mm-hmm. You know, not the little peg things.
Oh, it's kind of like the schoolgirl look.
That was the
Catholic schoolgirl look.
Fashion, yeah,
not necessarily
so,
Catholic. You know what I mean?
Yeah. When we put this
school uniform,
when we put this whole thing together, I made sure that one of the things that I had seen in my mind was, you know, this girl's gonna, you know, you're gonna wear pie, so, and she got them in all three of them because that's part of the fantasy that I had manufactured over the years in my mind.
Right.
And she played it to a T.
Nice. I was with this girl once, and she liked to talk during the act.
Okay.
I'm not a talker.
Right.
And she's talking, and she's very good at it, by the way. Very good.
Right.
So you wouldn't want me, like,
narrating
interrupting
something?
That.
Like Morgan Freeman?
And she's like, talk to me.
Right.
I'm like, I don't say anything.
Right.
And then she's talking to me again. Then she says, talk to me.
Right.
I'm like, I don't know what to say. I feel a lot of pressure right now. It's just having a good time, and all of a sudden, I'm going to give a speech.
You want conversation? You want a monologue?
I want ice cream.
What comes next still makes my face red.
Oh, no.
So she says, speak to me. Okay. And I'm like,
Arf?
Let's do it. We were already doing it, by the way.
Right. Let's do it.
Oh,
wow.
Oh.
I physically hurt from that one. That's rough.
Wow. It really kind of ended everything there. That was like...
Mm. Yeah, how do you follow that?
Was she more quiet after that?
She was quiet.
Yes.
It was all over.
Yeah, it was my thought. We were doing it already.
Right.
Right.
I knew that, that the talking game was not for me. Right. I was like a better receiver of the talk.
You're more the silent.
Than a giver of the talk.
You're more the silent.
I'm a ruiner of the mood when I talk.
Right. I'll just point.
You want to ruin a mood?
Right.
Ask me to speak.
I just point to stuff and make facial reactions. How's that?
That's going to be on a promo next week.
Oh, jeez. Right? I'm sweating right now. It's so embarrassing.
I can feel you sweating from here. Yeah. No,
but it was like she was level 10 speaking. And just great.
Yeah.
Great.
Wasn't her first speech.
It was like art.
Yeah.
It's like, let it be. And then, like, some kid from American Idol came in and sang a line.
Right. Yeah, you did not get a golden ticket that day.
Yeah.
She bangs.
Exactly.
Wow.
The William Jesus. Hung of sex.
Right. She bangs.
I'm the William Hung of talking during sex.
She moves. Yeah. Wow.
Yep. I was out of talking business.
Takes a big person to admit something like that.
Right.
Just so you know.
Yeah.
Mad props.
Well, how about you, AJ?
I don't talk during it.
No. Have you had a foot in your mouth?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Who hasn't?
Not my own. Of course, yeah. Although occasionally on this show. It's an acquired taste, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, if you ever see a flubble montage, you can definitely catch footage of AJ putting his foot in his mouth.
Exactly, mm-hmm. Right. That's the exact act, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. But yeah, no, I've had, yeah. I mean, you know, the main thing obviously is that it's clean, you know, not any, like, walking across.
Yeah, you don't want like still lint from the socks on there.
Or like they spend all day walking through the house or
some guys
parking
prefer that.
I was going to say that.
They want to be the cleaner.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, I want you just had a shower or you're wearing, clean socks and shoes and stuff. Yes. Yes. No, yeah, I can't.
Yes, no.
No. That'd be like having a sour pie.
Right, Jude. Is there a pie that like you're like, no way is that thing being thrown in my face?
Dutch apple.
If it's a regular pie, whether it's lemon meringue or Boston cream or no.
Chicken pot pie, that's all right.
No food. No,
no savory pie.
No. No,
mince
no savory
pie.
Pies.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no.
Shepherd's pie.
Yeah,
that's a no-go.
The potato.
No.
He wants a soft impact.
There was a guy that had written me that we had conversed, and he liked things like... mayonnaise and ketchup and stuff, and that doesn't work.
That'd be a Thousand Island pie, yeah.
No, Natalie Wood was, she had, that bakery had pure, you know, it's funny how it all stems back to, you know, the childhood, the moment, you know, and in that bakery, there were just all those different varieties and colors, and the beauty of it all is that's what.
Yeah, that moment burnt it into your head.
Thing, yeah.
And the other thing that you have to remember, too, is once I saw it, it was over. That was it. I couldn't replay it. I couldn't see it again. This was 1969. This, you know, there was no way that. So it had to.
It just played in your head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in a way that's kind of sad today that you can't, that I just remember, you know, wondering from the time that I was six to finally whenever, you know, like I said, in my teens.
Yeah.
I just imagined, and I think there's a lot of self-worth in finding out the imagination, letting the imagination build a little bit. I think that if I was able to see it over and over again, I don't think it ever would have amounted to what it... I'm not saying it amounted to anything, but at least it, for me, it amounted to something beautiful.
Yeah, right.
I couldn't see it again. And then every once in a while, you'd see something on TV, you know, there where a girl would get, but it was rare. It was maybe once a year.
Three Stooges, maybe.
Yeah, I remember if you wanted to see The Wizard of Oz, you had to be in front of your television on a specific night, right, at a specific time, once a year.
Yeah.
That's it.
Once a year. Yeah. And there's something special about that. There's something precious about that. And in this... it was allowed to grow in my imagination because I couldn't see it again. And it was funny because, you know, you remember the World Book encyclopedias?
Yeah, of course.
World Book? Yeah. We used to get the yearbooks, and we had a yearbook from 1965 or 1966. It was a yearbook. And I used to rummage through the, you know, encyclopedias or whatever, and I came across motion pictures. And if you happen to see, it's either the 65 or the 66 yearbook. There's a picture in motion pictures of, it opens up with a scene from The Great Race.
Oh, wow.
That was as close as I ever got to seeing that scene again. I looked at it, and it was a scene from there, and it was just like, oh, there it is. There it is. There's the, you know.
You could probably see it on YouTube. You know, type
right,
in
you
that
could dial
scene.
It in. Yeah. Now. Hey, Jude, we got a roll, but I really appreciate you coming on and trusting us to tell, you know, first time you told your story. And,
yeah. That's a great job.
I appreciate it.
Really cool.
That's very cool.
It'll help take a weight off my...
there you go.
Oh, that's good.
Oh,
nice.
Man,
it's cool. Good to talk about it.
I appreciate it very much.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, and if I could give one word of advice, don't be ashamed of your fetish.
You know, no,
maybe it's who you are.
That's great advice.
Yep. Good for you, man.
All right, Jude. This won't be the last time we talk. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, thank you.
All right. We linked up to your Instagram on the radio station website. I'm glad he trusted us to unburden himself.
Of course.
Yeah.
Very nice.
That was something.
Yeah. Very cool.
It doesn't seem that weird.
Yeah. And he said it made him feel better to talk about it, too.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Yeah. So it got off his chest.
Yeah. Good for him.
And so I Googled, like, what are the top 10, you know, fetishes that are Googled. Now I'm on a Reddit thread, so these aren't necessarily top 10.
Right.
Somebody listed 10, but not necessarily top 10.
Right.
V10.
In that order. Yeah, yeah.
BDSM.
Oh, okay.
What is that? Is that the sound and stuff?
Bondage and leather.
Bondage, sadomasochism. Yeah. That
was like Airbnb. Wow, big difference.
Is that traded on the NASDAQ?
I am not. I'm not. I'm unbooking that one.
You know, I don't know. For me, I went through a phase where it's like, oh, handcuffs and tie you up and whatever.
But it sounds cooler than it is, probably.
You know, it's fine.
Yeah.
You know, but then you get to a point where you're like, I don't know. It seems like a lot of trouble.
Right. You're hurting me.
Right. Where to put the key.
Right.
Yeah. No, but it's weird when, you know, back then someone would come over and there would be neckties tied to each corner of the bed.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And then you got to be multiple dates in before they see your bed with ties tied to the corner.
I would be like, you know, you just hang those up in the closet.
And if you're buying like the leather stuff with the studs, like you just like hang that in your closet next to like clothes. Like
your dog collar over here.
Yeah. Do you have a spot where you put that stuff?
Yeah.
I think it's usually a suitcase under the bed, right?
Right. Or in the closet somewhere, or the private room. Yeah.
Right.
The basement, perhaps. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, if you're over at someone's house, and let's just say you're a woman, and you're over at someone's house, and they pull out, you know, one of these toys, would you use it?
No,
it would have to be brand new.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
I want it in the box,
out of the package. Yeah, exactly. I want to see the cellophane come off.
Yeah,
it would have to be at least run through the dishwasher once or twice.
Just that killed the battery.
Would you put that in the dishwasher?
It would warp it, though. It would warp it. Maybe you forgot and somebody unloaded your dishwasher.
You're thinking of one that doesn't have batteries.
Or one. You know, I mean, you can take the batteries out. I'm sure they're... Or like the
it warps, though, doesn't it?
Maybe there's like a slip...
You're going to electrocute someone. Right.
Maybe there's a slip cover that comes off and you can wash the slip cover and put it back.
I don't even touch the slip cover, actually.
Protective
that would
coating.
Be, yeah, like what is it the doctors used to use?
Oh, no.
They would put something over the thing they would put in your mouth.
Oh. The tongue depressor?
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but it was like a light, but they put something over it
right.
to put the light into
your
mouth.
Oh, they poke the thing in your ear, and then, click, and they click it right into the
and
garbage.
And they throw it out.
Yeah.
That's what those little marital devices should have.
Yeah, there we go.
You just click, and you boom, throw that out.
That was
put a fresh one on there.
That was a single-use sleeve.
We have figured it out. Get the patent.
I'm telling you, that'll make a zillion dollars.
Those were condoms, by the way.
You're not wrong.
That's true.
Right.
I guess you could put a condom on it.
Why is it Infinite.
Amazon subscription.
Right.
So BDSM.
Okay.
Then fetishes like non-genital body parts.
Non-genital body
feet,
parts.
Armpits.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Armpits. Yeah, that's together.
Yeah, some folks dig armpits.
I think it means like feet or armpits.
Right. Super.
Who, yeah. Really, armpits?
I've heard of it, yes.
I've heard of that too, yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the first time I've heard that. Brian's
armpits.
Nodding too.
Not like ZZ Top armpits, but you know, armpits. Yeah.
Not ZZ Top.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It doesn't look like you have Don King in a headlock.
Exactly. Yeah. Like something got the lost tribe in there somewhere. No. No. No.
Okay.
There's like the stalagmites from your roll on the antiperspirant.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Exactly.
Nobody
I'm sure
likes
body
that.
Hair could be.
Yeah.
A fetish.
Yeah, but not like all tangly and Sigmund the Sea
you
Monster.
You never know.
Now, I guess you know what I don't.
No
know.
No judging.
You never know. You never know. Yeah.
It takes all.
How are they well groomed?
Body fluids.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh.
Those I'm not a fan.
No follow-up questions there?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah.
Voyeurism.
Mm. Wow.
I heard a couple hums. I think that's one of those, I'd be interested in that.
No. I don't want to watch from someone, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a spectator.
Right.
Yeah.
I think of the watching a video.
Right.
Acting
right.
like I'm watching.
Right.
You know what I mean? I wouldn't want to be in the room while someone's doing it. I'd be like,
That guy in the bushes.
Exhibitionist.
Oh,
that's the opposite right. side of voyeurism.
Yeah.
I think, right?
Yeah, that's the hey everybody watch.
I'm in
yeah.
front of everybody.
It's the yes. grand opening. Here we go. Watch this.
There was a guy down in the Maples in Shelton, and all the cottages are really close to the road.
Oh boy!
So he would walk around his house naked with all the lights on and his door open.
Right.
But he had a storm door.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's like, but there he is.
Right. Was he heavy set? Did you hear something clapping?
He actually had a good body.
Nice. Oh. Well, yeah. You know what? You know, if you're in good shape, if you're going
to
be exhibitionist.
You do tend to take your clothes off more.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at the hard work I put into this.
Oh, that's the trick, huh?
Yeah, I'm guessing. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll ask Vanilla Ice what his fetish is.
Nice.
I can't wait for that answer.
Vanilla Ice on the show now. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
How you doing?
Doing fantastic.
Awesome. You know, Eminem gets all the credit for introducing white kids to rap, but it was really you who did that, right?
Okay. Well, I guess so.
That's a compliment.
Yes.
Yeah, say yes. Thank you.
Yes.
Him and the Beastie Boys. All this.
Exactly. You paved the way.
No, seriously. Don't you think?
Well, I appreciate it, man. I mean, it's cool. I look back at it all and everything. I don't have an ego and all that, but, the impact is undeniable, and it's amazing that I'm still going today. And, we're doing this I Love the 90s tour, and it's infectious. I mean, honestly, it is, big, fat gold rope chains, and people get to relive. I turn everybody into a teenager for the night.
Nice.
And it don't matter how old or young you are. And we originally kind of... predicted this to be more of the soccer moms and people to come out, but to be honest with you, it's college kids galore and soccer moms and all grandmas. It's a very big demographic, and everybody is dancing and enjoying. It's a real family event. I've never seen something so demographically broad. It is age group from 9 to 90. I'm not kidding.
Nice.
And it is dancing all night long till it hurts.
Well, I get why you call yourself Vanilla. Because you're white, but where did ice come from?
Okay. Well, you know what? It really has nothing to do with white. And I didn't call myself that. It's a nickname. It was started, you know, because I break dance. And my friends, I had a move called the ice where it looked like I skate across the floor sideways. And they would tell me, hey, do that vanilla ice move. And I would do that. And that's nice.
It was a dance move. Like,
okay, cool.
That's great.
Yeah, I didn't even like the name, to be honest with you, but I love
it's
it now.
It's too late.
It's
now.
Stuck. Yeah.
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 But, it's the 30
inter- Yeah, man, it's been a great adventure, yeah. And I'm honored that people are coming out for these concerts, and it's really infectious, like I said.
I hate these interviews that just become a commercial for the show, and I don't get a chance to talk to the artist and find out some things. I hate them. Don't you?
Well, okay. Well, I'm sorry for people who hate anything in life. You should really try to maybe enjoy things in life, you know? Sounds like hate is a bad word. No, I'm not a fan of that word.
Yeah, no, so I actually wanted to talk to you about the song, where it came from. You sampled Under Pressure. Well, you had movies. You know, we're going to talk about this. I don't know. Go ahead.
Okay. What do you want to know? You got it. Yeah.
No, it's the 35th anniversary of the release of Ice Ice Baby.
Right.
Where did you come about sampling Under Pressure? How did that happen?
Well, sampling is part of hip hop. I don't know if you ever experienced hip hop, but it was done way before I came along.
Right.
And
right.
That is
no, but why did you pick that song?
Because it was a great song, just as I picked, you know, hundreds of other songs and made my own songs out of, you know, so I picked that song because it was a great song. And now I own it. So it don't matter if you play that song or my song. I'm getting paid either way.
Nice.
Oh, that's good.
That
is
works.
That right?
That's cool.
So you own the rights to Under Pressure now?
Yes, man.
That's
yes.
Great.
Fantastic.
I thought that was common knowledge, but yeah, that's pretty. I had a lawsuit back in the day, and it was cheaper to buy the song because Freddie Mercury died, and also, you know, David Bowie. So Brian May had the rights, and his chunk of what he got out of the royalties was not very much. So the lawsuit worked out a lot better.
So he's happy. Crap. You're happy. And, everybody's happy. Yeah.
Good for you.
Everybody gets paid. You know, nice. That's what it was all about. And that's all, you know, I wrote Ice Ice Baby when I was 16 years old, so I didn't know anything. I had to learn this, you know, through the hard way and experience and going through the fire and back and figuring out about all this mess. And if you remember at the time, Michael Jackson had bought the Beatles, and he was bidding against Paul McCartney. So I learned about all that mess and publishing and everything, so it worked out pretty well in my favor.
Nice.
Awesome. All right, now tell us about this 90s show.
The 90s show is the most epic thing going out right now. I mean, the world is a snow globe right now. We all know that. It's all shaken up. Nobody knows which way our future is going. But one thing we do know is how the 90s were so great before the computers ruined the world. And when we go out there, we have such a good time. We are all teenagers. And we are just, I mean, in young, old, whatever you are, you're living the 90s, the last of the great decades. And, you know, it's Z Cavricci pants, if you can find them. And people come out dressed up like Ninja Turtles. And they could be any age. It doesn't matter. And it's so much fun to get dressed up and enjoy the 90s. We're talking Blockbuster videos. We're talking the people that had, you know, MySpace accounts and, all kinds of, we're the first generation to rip our backseat out and put in subwoofers. I mean, there's a huge infectious thing about the 90s. I have four kids, and two of them are older, in their 20s, you know, and they think the 90s, they weren't born then, so they think it was the coolest thing. They're dressing like that. They even got fanny packs now.
Wow.
It's like, and the shoes that are out, they can't outsell the Air Jordans. So everything is 90s right now in this world, whether you can absorb it or not. And this concert is a complete reliving of the greatest decade ever. And people come out and
September 12th.
Have so many memories of where they were at in the 90s, who they were dating, what kind of car they were driving, high school memories, block parties, keg parties, everything involved, you know, Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
All the fun of every bit. You know, Cheesy was so much fun, and we didn't take anything too serious back then, you know?
That's true.
And it's just, the world has just gotten to be a snow globe, and, you know, this 90s kind of helps people settle it for a moment and relive a great time.
September 12th, Premier Theater, Foxwoods Resort Casino. I can hear your people want to get you off the phone. We went over time. Thank you very much, Vanilla Ice.
Thank you.
My pleasure, brother. Have a great day.
You
Thank
too.
Thank you so much for Thank your time. You.
Drop that zero, get with a hero.
What?
That was a roller coaster, wasn't it?
That was
a fun roller coaster.
That was interesting, yeah.
You know, sometimes you got to make someone a little annoyed to get... I didn't want this to be a seven-minute commercial.
Exactly, right. Yeah.
It's like, talk to me.
Yeah. There's so much to know.
Yeah. I apologize. I know I was a dick to Vanilla Ice.
No. You were just directing. You were giving him direction.
Around. It came around.
You gave him direction. Yeah.
I found out more cool stuff about him in like 2 minutes.
Right.
Right after that.
His whole career.
Yeah. Exactly.
Interesting fellow.
Right. He was mad at me, and then it got better.
Yeah, I think he realized now you did him a favor.
I think maybe.
Well, maybe by tomorrow.
That was a ride.
Wow, I didn't know he owned the song.
That's amazing.
So every time we play it here, he gets money.
Right.
And brilliant.
That's a great idea. Yeah.
So when Queen sold their library, that was not part of it.
Right.
That's wild.
See, he actually gave Brian May more than what May got for that song.
It just made sense for everybody to be like, yeah, let's do this.
Yep, so May's happy, he's happy, everybody's happy.
Damn.
Nice. See, smart. I'm smart too, Mike. Smart.
$4 million he paid to acquire the publishing rights.
Nothing!
No!
That's nothing.
Nothing!
That's a bargain.
And how much did just... Ice Baby sell.
That's not like Steinbrenner including. Buying the Yankees for $10 million. Right. It's like, that was what? That was I didn't know that was on the table.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Wow, Brian May. Like, whoever sold that for $4 million has to be looking back saying, yeah, that was not a good deal.
Oopsie.
Holy crap.
Oh, good heavens.
Wow. Holy moly.
Wow, see?
Brian and I were even saying off the air, like, he went through the whole cycle of, like, the coolest... The most uncool, the angriest guy making like all the headlines for the wrong reasons, and now he's the nicest guy. Right. Like he's taken every path he could take through this industry.
Well, he went through this thing because, you know, he was a rapper.
Yeah.
And he said he was from like the mean streets.
Right.
And then they looked it up. It was like, oh, no, you were not from the mean streets. Right. You were from a very good neighborhood, from a very good family.
Very nice, quiet streets, actually. Paved.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he was involved in a lot of stuff. A couple bad movies.
Yeah.
He was like, I don't have an ego. I'm like, okay, you wrote a song about yourself, and then you were in a movie, Cool as Ice.
Right. Which is about yourself.
Great movie, by the way.
Yeah, okay, great
Ruth
bad movie.
Ruth is saying it, so bad, you know it's the opposite. Right.
Yes.
Great bad movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow, that was pretty cool.
There's a lot to that guy, though. A lot.
Mm. Yeah. Well, even he, like, what, renovates homes and flips houses and stuff? Like,
yeah, he had the home improvement show.
Yeah.
Two of them now. He has two. He had one, and then now he has another.
Man.
And he wrote that song when he was 16. That's a weird thing.
I learned that today, too. Yeah. I didn't know that.
I have no idea.
Thinking of the lyrics, like, there's parts in that song where, like, it ends up being, like, a drive-by and, like, gang violence and shootings and all kinds of stuff happens in the middle of the song, and... To think that a 16-year-old white kid from the suburbs wrote it. That's weird.
I didn't sound good with school buses and, you know, bus stop.
Yeah. But it's weird that, like, how old is he now? Is he 60?
57.
In his 57?
Yeah, he's getting there.
Late 50s, he's 57, and he still has to do, like, that dance on stage.
Right. Yeah, now he's actually Vanilla Icy Hot.
Would you?
Yes! I hope he uses that. Yeah. I hope he uses that.
They should really make it.
Right. They should.
Right.
Vanilla Icy Hot.
Right, exactly. Have him do a commercial.
Him and Shaq in the commercial together would be great.
When your body feels like the 90s.
Doom, 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 doom.
Yo, stop. I can't keep up my back. Right.
Stop. I'll do it with my patch.
Stop. Medicate and listen.
There it is.
Nice.
This is all free for you, Icy Hot. We're just doing this for fun. This is free. Yeah.
This is all for you for giving us a pretty decent interview.
Right, write it down, man.
Oh, boy. It's time for Dumbass News.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
99.1 PLR.
Dumbass.
Comedian Vince Barry in studio.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning, sir. I can't find the story.
Oh.
A Florida man steals an ambulance and finishes his beer before being arrested, but I'm not sure there are many more details we need to know.
That
to
is so Florida man right
to
there.
To enjoy the story.
Right. Yep.
Peak Florida man.
That's a right passage right there.
Right.
Yep.
Just needs like an alligator or a crocodile, and then it's a complete Florida story.
Right, or some meth in his pocket.
Well.
Right. Too. He has no shirt, right. Meth in his pocket.
Exactly. Maybe he's got a stolen alligator in his arm.
A Chevy small block engine hanging from a tree somewhere in his yard.
Yep. That's a porch swing.
It's the porch
That's
swing.
A porch. The kids love that one. Yeah.
All right, let's do this story.
Okay.
Man punched United Airlines gate agent in the face.
Wow.
Why on earth? This...
That'll get you better seating.
Phil, you sound so unsympathetic.
Right.
Why? Like, why?
What happened?
Let's find out. Let's go to the news report.
Here we go.
Back on a gate agent is caught on camera. All this happening over a seat assignment. Fox 5's Bob Varner live at Dulles International Airport tonight with the story and the disturbing video. Bob.
Yeah, hey, Kenneth. Truth be told, I know the gate agent who was assaulted here last night. He's a friend, a dear person, loves working for United Airlines.
I don't even like this story already because it's biased.
Wow. Yep. Wow, so he's a deer person means he frees in headlights.
That's how I heard that.
He's in the antlers? He's in a hit. Hey, John. John Deere.
All right, I'm with the person who punched the person.
Right, yeah, right. We're automatically so, yeah,
that's all you needed to hear. So this guy's got friends?
Right.
F this guy.
Right.
Yeah. No, I already know the report's biased.
Yeah. Right, yeah, this sounds like a
right there, it just ended the report.
It's a takedown report.
Hit job, yeah.
Rear for him. The passenger who attacked him last night, well, he was arrested and placed on United Airlines no fly list. Take a look at this.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Ooh, right in the mush.
It's a good hook.
Oh, really?
Right now.
This is the video that's blowing up social media and helping police make their case. It's a short clip. A United Airlines ticketed passenger wearing a backpack identified as Christopher Crittenden confronts a United
Christopher
Airlines...
Christopher Crittenden. Good heavens. It's Christopher Crittenden.
That soun't like a made-up name.
Yeah, it's like Yeah, that's like a Bridgerton character or something.
Right?
Christopher Crittenden.
Christopher Crittenden, and I shall thrash you, sir.
Hello, I'm Christopher Crittenden.
I'm the Count of Chiliad.
You have brought forth my ire, and I took you with thrash, and you shan't soon forget.
Yeah, he held his arm first, and then gives him like a short right hook right to the chin.
Nice.
Yeah. So he held his arm down so he couldn't even like really defend himself.
That's
and then,
oof.
Yeah. Pop.
Right.
I may revoke my endorsement of this person in this story.
I don't know yet.
We still don't know what the flight attendant did.
I don't know yet. Yeah.
So
it's
far
a gate person.
Gate attendant. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. He did step in his way. The gate agent stepped in his way.
Ah, so you don't do that.
So
angry.
Something happened, right. But I'm not sure. Did he try to board early? Because, like, who cares?
Right. Didn't say,
I think
you?
I know what happens here.
Well,
okay.
Because I read another story, and I think it's the same story.
Yes.
That he didn't want to sit in the middle seat.
Get a middle seat.
And
that right there is punchable face.
The gay person wouldn't move him.
Well, see?
Agent punching him in the face without warning, yelling, "This is BS, and who wants to take it first?" Crittenden was arrested and charged with assault and disorderly conduct. Airport police tell me he was also drunk. Sources say Crittenden was mad because his original flight had been canceled, and he was assigned a middle seat on his new flight.
Reaction
from
worst.
Passengers... Yeah.
I mean, that's a terrible day at the airport.
That's the worst. Right. A long flight, your middle seat sucks.
So, yeah, the flight's canceled. Then he sits and gets drunk, waiting for the new flight, gets to the gate drunk, and now he's mad because he gets a middle seat. That's
right.
That's a whole bad day.
They want
day.
The middle seat.
It's a bad day.
It's bad.
It's even worse with the middle seat and the last row of the plane. Your head hits the back of the plane. Trust me, I know.
And what would be an important part of this story... if the reporter wasn't biased...
Right. During turbulence, this is your head.
AJ's just telling his story now.
Yeah. I feel for this guy. I feel for this guy.
Yeah, no, it's a middle seat on a flight. How long? Is it a 5-hour flight?
Right. I don't know.
Where you don't get either elbow,
right?
Armrest.
Exactly.
Your elbows are like...
You're sitting all squished in.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I like that he asked. It was very polite.
Right.
Who wants it first?
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, see? Everybody's getting some. I have enough for everybody.
I'm punching everyone. Who wants it first?
Who's stepping up first?
Right. Like somebody else went, I'll take it first. Thank you. You know, one of his friends could have helped him out. Could, you know, could be a number of people tire this guy out. So by the time he did punch the gate guy, he had, you know, way too, you know, like not much steam to like actually hit him with.
What? Mm.
Okay, bonehead, listen, I made it quite simple. Enough people get hit.
Hey, AJ, why don't you just ask who wants it first?
It tires him down, so by the time he hits the actual guy, it's not as powerful.
Yeah.
It's pretty simple. Pretty simple. Escuchan, por favor.
That I understood.
Yes.
Okay.
I just heard Girl from Ipanema playing in my head the whole time he was talking.
You too?
All right.
See? Here at Dulles today.
Unacceptable. No reason for anyone to ever punch anyone.
Oh, this woman.
Period. I don't care. I don't care.
Her head moved so much. Every syllable was like...
She's hammered. Like,
she can't keep her head still.
She's probably hammered.
Unbelievable.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Oh, she's probably the first one in a neighborhood to start yelling at people. And
oh, right. For sure.
She's the person that complains about, like, the Halloween costume you're wearing. It's like, all right, shut up. I'm wearing it.
Right.
It's got nothing to do with
Relax,
you.
Relax, lady.
Get out of my life.
Yeah, she yells at her neighbors. She walks out in front of your car in a supermarket parking lot and stares at you. Like, what are you going to do about it? This is the person I want to just hit the gas and... put on my hood and have them fly over my roof.
See, I like that. I like that. Run with that theory.
Two sentences of that lady.
This is all good.
That's all I need.
No, she's terrible.
This is all good.
I can say your instincts are correct. I can't say I share.
It's like a fantasy. I'd never do it.
Yes. I'm even more creative.
I'm not there with you there, but I understand why.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, he's on the no-fly list.
Thank
you. Oh, my gosh. Why did he do that?
He apparently was assigned to a middle seat, and his flight had been canceled previously.
Wow. That's unacceptable. That is really unacceptable.
Is it really?
Well, you know what the brave comment would be? How long was the flight?
Exactly. I've sat in the middle
seat. How long would he have to sit in that middle seat?
Right.
And what kind of a dick was the gate person to this guy?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. It takes two sides.
How much did he have to pay for those drinks?
Right.
How long was he waiting between his flight being canceled?
You don't get a voucher to go sit at the bar.
How many times does he fall on this airline and they've been late or screwed or like something's wrong? Just something always wrong with this airline.
They have a history, yes.
He is also a big dude. The middle seat is certainly not going to be comfortable for him.
No.
Or the other two passengers on the other side.
Yeah.
He's a big dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Usually when you get punched in the face, you said something right before that.
That led to it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That led, like, that was just enough for him to say, I'm going to cross the boundary.
Right.
Yeah.
What it looked like he was trying to block him from boarding the plane. That's, and again, the clip is extremely short. It's like 2.5
that
seconds.
Just gets
so I really can't tell, but you see him kind of shove himself into this guy's path.
Mm. That's face punching.
But yep. I do feel like Chaz was onto something when, like, it seems like the reporter, if that video is too short and the reporter's the person's friend, it almost seems like
they
purposely
short
something.
The part.
Yeah,
the part that made the gate attendant more like culpable.
Yeah, so that's what's happening now in the news report is he's showing this short video to people and they're reacting to it on camera.
Yeah, but are they showing everybody? There might have been two or three people saying, well, that's justified.
Might have
and they just didn't. You know, they just edited it out.
And you know how this guy got the story. The gatekeeper said, "I just got punched in the face by a guy."
Right. Yeah, you should
I got
get
a story
down here
for him.
Yeah. Yeah,
for you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there's video footage.
Just go to jail.
He was arrested.
Yeah, he should have been.
Now, airport police say the accused, Christopher Stewart Crittenden, is 54 years old.
They threw his whole
Maryland,
name out there.
Yeah.
Like he attempted to assassinate a president.
Like his mom's yelling at him.
He's
from custody. He has a court date next month. According to his LinkedIn and Facebook profiles, Crittenden is a retired Montgomery County Fire Department captain.
Oh.
Efforts then to cut reach him some slack, you moron.
Seriously. You had a bad day.
You have no idea what this guy's seen through his life.
Right.
And the news just went and his full name with middle name. Yeah. Right.
And then they
occupation.
Dug through all of his stuff.
Yeah. And now here's his address and phone number.
Yeah, let's dig into this guy.
What's his social? I need to apply for a credit card.
They did everything but that.
Right.
That's all right. Punch deserved.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.